by the end of this quarter, I can have X amount done. That's cool. That's a goal that I can do, but life doesn't always work out that way. So hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is called Traffic Talks. My name is Robin, aka Pyro, and welcome to the podcast. I have said that twice for no good reason. It's okay. I'm still sick. My brain is still a bit foggy, but we keep going because life doesn't stop. Our goals need to be chased and we need to keep going because the world keeps turning. So this episode is essentially about goals. It is the quarter three recap and the quarter four goal list for the year. I set goals every year, but I've decided on different methods over the years. And this one in particular is the 12-week method, goal. What is it called? Hold on. So it is called the 12-week goal system. I referenced it in the very first one that I did, and it is basically you split your year into 12 weeks at a time and you have a set of goals for that 12-week period. It makes it much easier to achieve and makes it much more doable. That way as well allows you to have a break as needed. For example, you can do 12 weeks, take a week off, do another 12 weeks, take another week off, and then continue that. Or like me, you can do 12-week goals back to back and end up at the end of November with a whole December to yourself to do whatever you want. So your choice, do you. That's what I've done. So yeah, that is the 12-week goal system. So for this quarter three that has just finished, I'm going to be wrapping it up for you because it did not go the way I expected. I had three things I wanted to focus on, those things being upload the outstanding podcasts and vlogs to the YouTube channel that I started back in March. We'll get there. Get back into healthy routines. I also wanted to future plan with a focus on my finances, and I also wanted to get a job. Did I achieve any of these? Maybe. That is what I wanted to achieve. Did I get to these? Maybe. Because what I actually did was completely changed up. I looked at those goals and I realized some of them were much more complicated than I had understood at the time when making the goals. For example, uploading the podcast to the YouTube channel has become a whole other ballgame because even this very podcast, I need to upload it immediately to YouTube because I've disconnected the YouTube from the feed that goes up on Spotify and Castbox. So this is an extra step in the process of just uploading the basic podcast. When it comes to re-uploading old ones, I'm adding in all sorts of things and it takes much longer to edit it than I even intended. I haven't even started on the vlogs yet. I'm getting there. And this is all because of the second one of getting back into healthy habits and routines. If you've been with me for a while, I went through a whole survival mode. I had to recover from that. I had to get back to basic things and everything just fell by the wayside. So, did I achieve every goal? Absolutely not. Did I even reconsider goals? Very much so. In August, I had to relook at my life because of that survival mode and be like, what do I actually want? The basic things that I want is to do my YouTube, do my podcast, be a better being. Literally, just get back into healthy habits, be a better human being for myself. And then once I'm okay with that, will I start looking for a job and make money and things like that? And I'll get into that because I have something else that I want to do. In the meanwhile, did I achieve third quarter's goals? No, absolutely not. I did not, and that's okay because those goals weren't in alignment with what I actually want for my future. And that is a better goal to achieve than any of the previous ones. Figuring out what I truly want in life will always be a better pursuit than ticking things off a list for no good reason, because that's what it felt like. Genuinely, that's what it felt like. As I said in the old episode of the survival mode and recovering from it, once you go through that survival mode, you have to kind of recover. And last week I had one of those illnesses that took me out so hard. I eventually lost my voice. I basically did nothing for 2 days except eat toast, take medicines, and sleep. My muscles were so weak, I couldn't even unscrew my water bottle. Literally could not unscrew a water bottle. I had to ask my mom to do it. It was terrible. It took me out so hard. I'm still recovering just a little bit, but I am much better, hence this episode being late. But I'd rather recover a bit more and then upload these episodes late than push through and end up damaging something even more, like my voice or just my health. I apologize for the lack of uploads, but it's just what was completely needed for me to get there. And like with the goals, it's better to cancel it and figure out a better way forward for yourself than to not, or to just push through and it's not serving you in any way. So yeah, I feel much better. I'm on the mend. There'll be 2 uploads this week and then the usual 1 upload from next week on. But yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to mention that, because these lessons in life translate across all the different facets of your life. Yes, I was sick in my personal capacity, but for the podcast it meant a delay. But that also meant take the lesson for the podcast as well. Sometimes scrapping something and redoing it in a different way, even if it's completely left of field, is better than maybe just continuing with something and actually ending up losing maybe audience because they can feel it's not genuine. So yeah, I've been rambling way too long, but that was the last while and the last quarter. It did not go great. But that's a good thing, because from now on, we have a much better quarter planned for this 4th one. So, what do I plan to do for the next quarter? So firstly, it's going to be running from mid-September to the end of November, and then I'm taking December off. I might choose a different method next year, I might keep the same one. Because honestly, I have a Notion template that I use, and it is absolutely brilliant. It's not too intense and too complex. It's basically, these are the months, you can edit them. And it's like, okay, what do you want to achieve this month? Did you achieve it? What could you improve on? What worked, what didn't, that kind of thing. Very basic, very simple, very demure, very mindful. So it is just incredible. It helped so much. But I've decided to do things differently. One of those things is allocate a time period or a fixed amount of how much needs to be done for that time period. So, for example, when it comes to the podcast, I usually write the script on Monday, I record on a Tuesday, I edit and pre-upload the episodes on Wednesday to release on Thursday. Thursday is promo day, so I'm doing all the images, I'm posting on platforms, I'm announcing that the podcast is live, all of those things. And then for the rest of the Thursday, I usually chill. Friday, I treat like my Saturday and relax. And then on the actual Saturday and Sunday, I'm busy with family, friends, self-care, all of those things. So that is the idea, that is the plan, that is the routine I try and stick to. Not everything always happens like that. For example, maybe there's a day where I'm going out but I also need to record, or I'm on the go but I'm still writing the script on my phone. Whatever I need to do, I get done. So having days allocated for things is one thing, but having a time allocation for that thing also helps. So for example, I know writing a script can easily take me an hour. Not because I write out every single word, but because maybe I need to go reference something, I need to find a proper description of something, I may be pulling up a definition of a word, so I need the proper one, or even just trying to find the right song of the week. That can sometimes take a long time, so having at least an hour allocated to writing a script is a perfect amount of time. Recordings, I set about 30 minutes aside just for the actual recording, but I also know I need time to set up my laptop, make sure all the programs are working, make sure I have enough space, everything like that. So I usually block out an hour for recording just because I know I fiddle around a lot. And then editing can be one of the longest parts of this process, and it usually can take me about 4 hours to edit. So I usually block out 2 hours for editing, block out a lunch hour, maybe half an hour, and then another 2 hours for editing alone. And that's just the raw audio, okay? Uploading is a whole other beast, and I block out another hour for that because Yes, the raw audio is edited in about 4 hours, but then I still need to add the backtrack, the intro, the outro, make sure everything is layered correctly, convert the audio to a video for the podcast, and then pre-upload everything, or rather upload it and then schedule it out. So that can take easily an hour, maybe even an hour and a half sometimes because of the additional work for YouTube. So it does take a while. Knowing how long something will take can make your planning process easier and therefore can make your schedule and your timeline of your goals better. For example, that's how long it takes me to do one podcast episode. But when it comes to re-uploading an older one, it can take me maybe 3 hours top to bottom. That means I know if I do 3 hours twice a week, I can get 2 a week and then just figure out, okay, if I do this many a week, this many a month, by the end of this quarter, I can have X amount done. That's cool. That's a goal that I can do, but life doesn't always work out that way. So plan as far as you can, but don't get too in-depth when things don't work out. Be flexible, but at least have a rough outline of how you want to get things done and what time frame you're looking at. If you do better than that time limit, great. And if you take longer, at least you've built in some extra time to get that done. So yeah, that is just something I've realized, and it's worked well for me, so maybe it can help you. So doing that has been a thing, and making sure I edit and upload old episodes is going to be one of my main goals until I catch up. It's not going to be a fixed time period because, like I said, life is crazy. Especially now, things like my sickness can knock me out, but I'll get there. But it is a goal I hope to achieve. A second goal I want to do is set up a Yaga account, which is basically a place to sell things secondhand, but you do it online. You can even sell new stuff. There's really no limit. They've got different categories for tech, clothes, household items, anything and everything basically you can sell on there. And I have clothes to sell because my mom gave me some, my sister gave me some. My aunt actually gave stuff that are like shoes, but they're the wrong size. I'm a size 5, maybe a 6, depending on the brand. Definitely not a size 7. So those are going to go up there as well. And I basically want this done by the end of the week. Like I made the previous point, set the time limit, do it and get it done. Because once it's up and running, it is easy to maintain. The hard work is getting it off the ground. And I've already done some of the groundwork by getting a separate cell phone number and a separate business bank account. But that's the easy part. Once again, I did that online. They sent me the stuff. Everything is done. The hard part is getting it on the website and off the ground. Once that's done, I'm free and clear. And I also wanted it to be separate from my personal stuff, because if the social media and side hustling takes off, there's already a separate business bank account for that, which is great. And speaking of social media and side hustle businesses and things like that, another goal of mine is to make a media kit. I didn't set a particular time limit for this, but it's something I want to consistently work on and update, because I have no idea how to do a media kit. So it's going to take research, it's going to take tweaking, it's going to take constant work and consistent work to keep it going, because I'm constantly finding new information on it. So I want to definitely have something like that available should someone message me and need it. And on top of that, I want to also maintain the podcast on a consistent basis, getting eventually some old stuff up and vlog, hopefully by the end of the year. So there's a lot going on in terms of that. A more fun goal I've actually made is to go out more or to attend events more. Since August, I've been going out every few weeks to do something. I went to the Women's Day event beginning of the month. I went to my sister's 21st, middle of the month. I went to the Dermalogica event, the end of the month. And I visited family for lunch Sunday. So it's been fun. And just going to those basic things have been so good for my soul. So I want to start planning at the beginning of that month or the end of the previous month to sit down, look at what events are coming up, seeing if there's anything, either cheap events or special events or free events. Like the Dermalogica one was a free event. I loved it. And I want to do that more. So a monthly goal is to do outings more just for fun, even if it's going to a flea market that I used to love as a child and a young adult in university. So a goal of mine is to go out more, And I definitely want to do it, especially because spring has sprung. So I'm excited for all those things. Those are basically things I want to achieve in September and continuing forward, like I said. Allocating time is important. So those I want to achieve in September. For October, there's just one thing I want to do, which is I want to prep for Podmas in October. And it seems like a simple thing. It's not. I have to gather questions. I have to make the posts. I want to be able to schedule them ahead of time. I want to find the right variety of questions and then compile everything. And that's not easy because it's like anything can change. Something can be a trend that I can incorporate. So there's a lot that is underlying, and also some things I maybe don't want to talk about. So I can't use an entire list from one source. And October is Halloween month. So there's other things going on as well that I might want to try and incorporate. I know I did Christmas in July. I'm still needing to upload some of that. And doing something Halloween-y for October might be a fun idea. But Podmas, I want to get ahead of. So preparing for Podmas is something I want to do in October already. And another goal I have is to go through my entire wardrobe and get rid of anything that doesn't serve me. Especially because by then I'll have the website going to resell stuff, and I want to put it up for sale and move on and bring in better things or just use things on a more consistent basis. So that is October. And November, I want to pre-record all the Podmas episodes and possibly upload them and schedule them for release in December. If I can preload and pre-schedule the Instagram post as well, I would love that, because that is going to be freeing up time for me in December when I'm basically on break, when I can just focus on uploading old info or uploading old episodes, because that is the bulk of it. If I can get ahead so that I can just speed run those things, I would absolutely love that. That is my goals for the last quarter of the year. It's not a crazy amount of goals, and that is very intentional, because I'm still contemplating things like, do I want to get a job right now? Which will take up a lot of my time, but yes, it will also put money in my pocket. So it's weighing up the pros and cons, because I honestly don't think I want that right now. I'm going to touch on this more in the second episode that's going to be up this week, but I want to just save some space for anything else that might pop up. Like I said, life just surprises you sometimes. So that's why I've kept it very minimal. Those are my goals. And one thing I also do once I'm done deciding on these goals is I make a quarterly vision board in Canva. So I go to Canva, copy the old one, and then change out all the images, and then obviously change Q3 to Q4. And then I take that image and I put it everywhere. And I mean everywhere. From my wallpaper to my background to my desktop image to my lock screen. If I don't see this photo every day, I'm shook, because that is what you need to do. You have to have it always in the forefront of your mind. So that's what you need to do. But yeah, those are my goals for the next quarter. I do want to point out, I don't include fitness goals or lifestyle things in the quarterly or short-term goals, because sometimes those are maybe multi-year goals, or those are just things that I'm constantly working on in the background, like health and fitness. That's something I'm always doing. I don't have a dedicated slot in a quarterly goal set up to work on that. I'll maybe do like up my fitness and work out more every month, but it's generally not a thing, because A, I don't want to trigger anyone, and 2, it's like, I don't know, it's not that important to talk about for me, because it's not my whole personality. You know, this is not a fitness channel, you know this. So yeah, that is my goals for Q4. The song of this week, it hit me like a flash, okay, just out of nowhere, and that is exactly what it is. The song is Flashdance, What a Feeling by Irene Cara. I hope I'm pronouncing her surname correctly. I'm so sorry. And it's all because of the line that says, take your passion and make it happen. That is literally the embodiment of what I am trying to do in life. I'm trying to make a hobby a passion, and I'm trying to make it work for me. So yeah, that is what it is. I encourage you to find your passion. And I am going to leave you on the usual words. Keep being of it being. And I will see you soon in the next episode. Love you. Bye.